Rabbi said, we're going to start Perek Vav. Vayomru b'nei ha-Nevi'im el Elisha, hinei mokoyim asher anachnu yoishvim shom lefonocha sar mimenu. So the b'nei ha-Nevi'im, they told Elisha Anovi that there's no room. Hinei, behold, like a lotion of bewilderment, hinei neo ha-mokoyim asher anachnu yoishvim shom lefonocha sar mimenu. Why did they wake up now? So there's a Bavli, Mesechah Seita. It's also Yerushalmi. The Bavli is a Mesechah Seita, Daf Mem Zayin. It's also Yerushalmi in Sanhedrin. And the Bavli says that Gehazi, and we alluded to this Bavli in earlier Shulim, Gehazi used to make sure that other people shouldn't come to learn by his Rebbe. He wanted to be the master. He didn't want a lot of Talmidim to come to learn by Elisha. So he used to stand outside, and by him standing outside, he discouraged other people from coming to Elisha. If they saw him outside, they figured if he's outside, well, they're not going to go inside. So maybe they stayed outside. So he basically facilitated that the Chachamim shouldn't come to learn, and therefore, as soon as he got thrown out, that we learned about at the end of the last parak, that Elisha threw him out, he became a Metzora, he threw him out. Now, all of a sudden, Nisrabu, now many Talmidim came to learn by Elisha, and there was no room. First thing we have to understand is it sounds like a terrible thing, what Gehazi did. Sounds like a terrible thing. Gehazi is being Mishamish, the God Lador. And the Yerushalmi there in Sanhedrin says he was a Gibor Batorah. He was a great man in learning. And yet, he did such a terrible thing. Make people in Klal Yisrael not to come to learn from Elisha. How do we understand such a thing? How could it be that somebody should learn Torah to such a level? Gibor Batorah. Not Stam. He learned by the God Lador. And that he should remain such a mushchas. How do we wrap our heads around this idea? How do we understand it? But that's the Novi is coming to teach us this. Number one, to teach us what went wrong here. That Gehazi, as soon as Gehazi left, Elisha had many more Talmidim. Gehazi purposely stopped other Talmidim from coming to Elisha. So, we have to understand how that happened. Why am I saying it's so important to understand? Because what do we do in our lives? We learn. We learn Torah, so it should change us. The Torah mitzvahs are there to make us better people. So if Gehazi was a Gibor BaTorah, Talmud of the God Lador, and he could remain so tragic, could happen to anybody. So you have to know what went wrong here. What was the problem? That's step one. Okay, now you need an addition. Okay, so you need an addition. So you need an addition. So you call a contractor to make an addition. You call Bill, John, Joe, whoever you want, Bob. There's plenty of contractors. Okay? You want to get a Jewish guy to do it? Fine. Get a Jewish guy. It's a little more expensive. Get a Jewish guy to do it. They need an addition by Elisha. Imagine that there's not enough room by Reb Chaim Kanievsky. He's giving shit, there's no room. Imagine the Talmidim say, Rebbe, we need an addition. Okay, that's fair. We need an addition. Okay, we're going to go out, we're going to get wood and lumber. Imagine they turn to Reb Chaim and they say, Reb Chaim, come along. First of all, we want to take you with us to Geiger Lumber Yard. Reb Chaim should sit there looking at the wood. And then, you know, maybe Reb Chaim could stand on the back of the pickup truck to hold, make sure the boards don't fall off. You're talking about crazy. Mishugi. Completely crazy. But let's read the Pesukim. Nelcho no ad ha-yaldein. Let's go until the Yaldein. V'nikcho misham ishkoira. Binasalon Usham Mokaim Losheves Sham. First they said, let's go. They didn't specifically say Elisha should come. Let's go. So Elisha, obviously Elisha assumed they're not talking to him. They go, because of date. Go. Vayomer lech. Lechu, go. Vayomer. So one of them comes and says, Vayomer echot. Hoyel no veleches avodecha. Please come along with us. What is going on here? The Rebbetzin should have given them a good patch. He says, fine, close him up. Let's go to Geiger Lumberyard. There's Elisha. Rabbi Chana, how do you learn this? Remember this pasuk? Stickle. From the Malach, I'm talking about. About the state in pasuk. That the Bnei Anavim asked Elisha to come along. He says, okay, coming along. The pillar. Pillar number three, I mean, this is enough already. The pillar number three, this already many of the Achronim ask. You remember in Parshas Balak we discussed this, that when Balak hired Bilam to curse Klal Yisrael, so it says first Balak sent one group of messengers and Bilam didn't come. Then he sent the second group of messengers. And the second group of messengers were told to wait again to see what Hashem says. And Hashem told him he could go. Im lekroi lecha bo anoshim kum lechitom. V'achas adov ha'shalem alecho yisei sedabim. Bilam Rasha wakes up the next morning. V'yash came Bilam. What does the pasuk say? V'yelech im sorei mayav. He went together with the Sari Mayav. Vayichar, it says, what does it say in the pasuk afterwards? Vayichar af Hashem ki hoylechu. Hashem got angry that Bilam is going. And that's the whole story where he sent the malach and the animal and the kicking and the hitting and the ganze mais. Shrek to Vilna gone. And everybody asked this kasha, what did Bilam do wrong? He asked Hashem. Hashem said you could go. He went. He wakes up in the morning. He didn't do anything yet. He woke up in the morning. He went with Sarei Moya. Vayichar af Hashem. So I'm sure everyone remembers from Yeshiva Shema. I spoke about it. Shema Bini Bakayetz. Right? And I brought down a gong. And the Vilna Gaon says, your favorite camp, Shema. The Vilna Gaon says, Vozok the Vilna Gaon. Vilna Gaon says there's two types of descriptions of going with somebody. There's itoy and imoy. And he says there's a big difference between the two. Itoy means I'm going with you. It doesn't mean that me and you are going for the same reason. We could both hop onto a plane. Right? I'm going to a yeshiva parlor meeting and you're going to ski. Believe it or not, they were telling me we have such a mysterious nefesh for skiing. They were ready to get onto a plane. There's no snow here. You fly somewhere else. Because they hold that there's an Indian of the Alster Rambam, the senior Floy Saboire, so they were ready for Vahavta Sashem Lekech. It's unbelievable mysterious nefesh. And they're such mysterious nefesh. They're ready to be moisture not only their money, but their parents' money too. Unbelievable mysterious nefesh. This is not. Lav kol adam zeich lekach. Guy's ready to mamish give up his parents' money too. All to be Makayim to see the Niflois Haboire. And you can't always see it from the bottom, so you go to the top, and some things you can't see till you go to the middle. So you have to go and get these big pieces of metal and like jump on them, try to go down. Sometimes you fall down and you flap over. All just to be Makayim Niflois Haboire. Ah, I'm a spoil. I'm Chaneke. Have to be Tzok. So I believe what guys would do, Mesiris Nefesh. I would never do such a thing. Never. Yeah? So the Maaseh, the bottom line is, that's the two people could go to the same place. One guy is going for one reason, the other guy is going for another reason. Hashem told Bilam, Kum Lech Itom, you could go with them, not for the same reason. They're going, they want you to curse Klal Yisrael. You got to go based on what I'm telling you to do. What does it say in the morning? Vayashkein Bilam, Vayelech, Im Sorei Moyav. He didn't do what Hashem told him. Hashem told him you could accompany them, but you have to go with a different kavana. He went with the same kavana. That was Hashem's anger. Come to Gedolei Achronim and they ask, over here, let's look at the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, when they ask Elisha to come, forgetting what I mentioned, the chutzpah, to ask Elisha to come along, look what it says. Hoyel no, v'leich es avodecho. Es, not im, es. So it sounds like, what are they saying? They're saying, they're not even saying that they're going to go together with him. You come and you go with your kavana, we'll go with our kavana. What's going on here? They didn't even say im. They didn't even say we're going to go together as one. What's the pshat in that? So this is already the Achronim ask as well, what's going on here? What's the inyan? So the Emes says, this is what you have to say in order to understand this better. This is what you have to say. We know that we find two chazals. We find one chazal that says, Lo'ilam yasek odem b'toru mitzvah shaloi lishma, shemitoch shaloi lishma bolishma. You should just learn. The Torah is going to straighten you out. Don't worry about it. Even if you're not learning lishma, it's worthwhile. Lo'ilam yasek odem b'toru mitzvah zafilu shaloi lishma. Mitoch shaloi lishma bolishma. From shaloi lishma, you'll come to lishma. That's the one chazal. Then there's another chazal. Aloy mitor amanas lakanter. If somebody learns Torah because he wants to prove the other guy wrong, yeah, his Rebbe said something and he wants to prove his Rebbe wrong. So he goes to somebody else, he says, and then he learns mamish with hasmoda. So he should be able to come in the next day and prove his Rebbe wrong. That's nerech leshoi nivra. That's no good. What's the difference? Why is loy mitor shaloi lishma? It's okay. And this guy, he's learning Amanas Lakanter, that's already no good. What's the difference? Same thing. Both of them are Shalei Lishma. What do we see from Chazal? Reb Chaim Volozhin already points this out in Nefesh HaChaim. We see there's two kinds of Shalei Lishma. It's two totally different types of Shalei Lishma. One Shalei Lishma is a guy who wants to be Lishma. He wants to be Lishma. Right now, he's not up to it. So he's hoping that he'll get Lishma. Right now, he's using incentives. His hope, if you ask him, what do you want to be one day? No, I don't want to be a guy who every time I open up a Gemara, I'm doing it for a different reason. But right now, I need incentive. Right now, you have to give me some kind of reward. Right now, I need to think about something, becoming rich and getting covered, whatever the Gemara brings down of the different Shalei Lishma components that there are. Sasha, Amashikhu Rabbi. But that's all good. You know why? Says Reb Chaim Volozhin, Shemitoch Shalei Lishma Bo Lishma. You're thinking in your mind that you want to be Lishma. You want one day to be Lishma. That's okay. That works. But a guy is loymed, not Shalei Lishma. Al Menas Lakanter. His only purpose of learning is to prove somebody else wrong. He's learning totally selfishly, and for no reason. Now, he's not trying to promote himself that he should one day now want to really learn. That's not his point. It's not going to change you. What do we see from Reb Chaim Volozhin? Torah only changes somebody who wants to be changed. Yes, Torah could change you, but Torah can only change you if you want to be changed. If you don't want to be changed, it's not going to work for you. That's not going to work. I had once a discussion with a guy who was losing weight. They were making, one guy was betting another guy. And if you heard of such things, they bet whoever will lose more money. You ever heard about this? Whoever loses more weight gets more money. You never heard of this? There's such a thing. Somebody asked me about gambling, shyness, and this. If it's gambling, if it's not gambling. So I told him that Lamaisa, a weight loss program only works if somebody really, really wants to lose weight. If you're just doing it for something else, it's not going to work. Yeah, sometimes you need an incentive. That's where you want to be. You need an incentive to get you there. But if you don't really want to lose weight, it's not going to work. If you're just doing it for the money, and that's your tachlis to make the $1,000 at the end of the day, you may lose weight now. You're going to blow up afterwards twice the size. You ever see those people lose weight very quickly? It's like a balloon. They stretch it out, and then they get even bigger than they were before. Kefil kifli. Because it only works, incentives only work, even in Mila Dalma, if you want, if you have a goal. By Torah, Torah only works to change a person if the goal is he wants the Torah to change. He wants to be transformed. He knows he has issues, and he wants the Torah to change him. Gechazi sechazal einoi tzorah betalmidim. He was learning selfishly. That was his purpose. That was his tachlit. If that's what your purpose is, the Torah is not going to change you. You can learn by the Gavra Ador. You could be a Gibo Batera. If that's your purpose, it's not going to work. You can learn Shas, Bavli, Yushalmi, Sifri, Sifrot, you'll still remain Gechad. You have to want to be changed. Kavana makes all the difference. If you don't have the Kavana, it's not going to work. So when a guy walks into Yeshiva and he opens up a Blat Gemara, even if he's doing it, he wants to get covered, he wants this, he wants whatever he wants. He has to, in the back of his mind, have a goal that I want to be changed. I want the Torah to change me. And if he has such a goal, then it's going to work. Gehazi didn't have such a goal. When the Bnei Anavim went to build the Beis Medrash, and they were going now to get somebody to go and build, they were worried that their Kavanah is not Lishma. And they saw what happened with Gehazi. So they were afraid that their kavon is not lishma. They said, we need Elisha to be with us to make sure we do it with the right kavon. Because if we don't do it with the right kavon in the whole establishment of the mokim, it's not going to succeed. It's not going to make an impact. And that's why they use the lashon itoy and not imoy. You know why? Because the whole reason why they were asking him to come is because they were concerned that his thought is not where their thought is. If they thought they were on the same page with Elisha, they wouldn't have asked him to come along. They were asking him to come along because they were afraid that maybe they're not Imoy. That's why he doesn't use the Lashon Imoy. He uses the Lashon Itoy. Because they were afraid that they weren't on the same page. And they were afraid that, and that's why they needed a God Loimit Al Gabov. The Gemara brings down in Chulin that you can have a case where a cotton is shechting. And the Gadol is Oymed Al Gabov, the Gadol is on top, making sure that the cotton is doing it properly. You didn't find by Lishma such a thing. The cotton's not having the right thought. The Gadol is making sure. So what they were looking for, they weren't trying to get Elisha to help them out. Chas v'shal. They wanted to make sure that their Kavana here is going to be right. Or they're going to fall into the same trap as Gehazi. And that's why they said, please, Leiches Avdecho. And Elisha agreed with them. He saw what happened to Gehazi. He agreed with them that they could use that guidance. And once we have this introduction, so tomorrow as we go weiter, we'll be able to understand the whole episode that happened. It was a whole gewaldige miracle that took place afterwards. But this is the Hagdoma to understand what's going on.